listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Basketball. 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Hey, good evening, everybody. We welcome you live to the Henry Clay High School Gymnasium. It's the Elmer T. Gill Student Center. Baldy Gill was a long-time assistant coach here. Montgomery County's girls getting ready to take on Henry Clay. Ivan Rawls is with the Montgomery County head coach. Let's go to them right now. Well, we're having a little bit of a technical problem with Ivan, and we're going to go on down to Ivan right now. And well, he's waiting. They're having the meeting at the middle of the court, and we'll be back with those interviews in a half minute.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
And we're back now. Just as the midcourt conversation with the officials breaks up, Ivan is going to catch up with the Montgomery County head coach, Dustin Hott. Lady Indians coming in 1-1. Henry Clay has already played five games. They are 3-2. And let's go to Ivan.
Thanks, Dan. Here with Coach Dustin Hott for the Montgomery County Lady Indians. And Coach, it seems like an eternity ago since you went up Northern Kentucky and played a really good Northern Kentucky Notre Dame team. But back here, closer to home, but still on the road, a challenge here tonight at Henry Clay.
It is a challenge, and it's a much different challenge than what we faced last Saturday. Henry Clay has been playing really well, and they've been doing it with essentially scrambling teams, picking up full court and really scrambling the game. And our ability to maintain our composure and execute is going to play big tonight.
Yeah, you talk about this team, that Notre Dame team had some size, some strength down inside, but this team you're talking about in Henry Clay, they're going to get FW all over the court, and that's going to challenge a team that I know that you're concerned early on, at least, with the ball handling 1-5.
Yeah, and I mean, it's just, we're figuring it out as we go, and I mean, there's been some rough patches, and there's been some bumps. And it's one of those things, I think, long term, it's going to be a blessing. And in the short term, we got to figure it out.
Well, when you're playing against a team like this, obviously those 50-50 balls are going to be at a premium, whether it's making the sound pass. But the rebounding, when you're rebounding against a team like this Henry Clay team, what are some keys when you've got a team that maybe doesn't have a lot of size, but boy, that quickness and athleticism poses its own problems?
Yeah, it's going to be about pursuit. I mean, you can block out all you want to, but it's going to boil down to who goes and gets it. And we need to be the ones that track them down.
What are you wanting to see out of your team outside of placing a premium on ball possession tonight? What do you want to see that maybe you haven't seen in the early couple of games so far?
Well, we got worn out on the glass Saturday night. We got to fix that, and we just got to give ourselves opportunities. And like you said, with the turnovers and the rebounds is how we're going to do it.
What's going to be the telltale sign in the first 3 or 4 minutes in this ball game?
Our ability to execute, get the shots we want instead of the first thing that comes available.
Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
All right, that's Destin High, head coach for the Lady Indians at Montgomery County. We'll take a 90-second timeout, and when we return, we'll get a chance to talk to the Henry Clay coach after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to Lady Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
Kawasaki took the world by storm when they introduced the Terex KRX 1000, establishing a reputation as the ultimate sports side-by-side. Now they're turning up the adventure a notch with two new models, the Terex KRX 1000 Trail Edition and Terex KRX 1000 Special Edition, each purpose-built for an adventure of a lifetime. You keep going where others quit. The Terex KRX 1000, it's your world, your venture. Start your adventure at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
This Henry Clay team is coached by Ashley Garrett, the former player at Paris High School. And Ivan Rawls is standing courtside. And let's head over to Ivan Rawls right now to get the pregame comments from the Lady Blue Devil head coach, Ashley Garrett, before tonight's matchup here with Montgomery County.
Thanks, Dan. And here now with Coach for Henry Clay, Coach Ashley Garrett. Coach, you were just telling me off the air here, one thing after another. Even when you have a good victory like you did last night against Madison Central, you didn't come out of it unscathed.
No, we didn't. But one thing that is good this year is that I'm deep. So even with the injuries, like I said, go on and get it over with now. You know, as long as we get healthy in February, we'll be fine. But we do. We got a nice little depth on the team, and it's all young kids. You know, I got a lot of freshmen. I don't know if you've seen the JV game, seventh grader.
Yes.
She's going to be something. Remember the name, Tamia Wade.
Well, and you talk about that. This team, when you look at its makeup, a lot of athleticism, a lot of speed. It seems like they play with that intensity that you played with as a player.
Yes, and look, and that's what me and my fiance, Wells, you know, we laugh about. He's like, they take on the identity of their coach. And, of course, I'm like, hey, man, I love playing defense. Like, you got to get it and go. I said, I got to love y'all, a track team. You got to play like a track team. And I said, that's when we play best. When we up and down, you know, like, we play very well. And we've started this year rotating the ball much better. And like I said, everybody on my team, they actually can shoot the ball pretty well. So I said, hey, everybody's going to get their shot. Just do what you know how to do and do it with. It'll be fine.
Talk about this challenge tonight. Montgomery County comes into your home gym. What are your concerns, or what are you talking to your team about?
No concerns, but no, I'm messing with you. Ivan is listening somewhere else laughing. One of my concerns what I'm going to have all year is blocking out. We always undersize wherever we go right now. I don't have a big, so we got to do the little things. And like I told them, Montgomery, I'm from the 10th region. Montgomery County's coming in scrappy, and they're going to fire that thing up there. So you've got to block out. It's going to be long rebounds. So you don't block some shooters. You know, you got a D1 commit over here, Barrier. So she's going to go. She's going to put it up there, and she's going to go get that ball, too. So just as long as we do what we're supposed to do, of course, everything will be fine. Is it going to be easy? I don't think so. It could be.
Yeah.
But, look. It's going to be a fight. I think it'll be a good fight with me on top, but it's going to be a fight.
Coach, thanks for your time tonight. And good luck as always.
All right. Thank you.
All right. That's Henry Clay, head coach. Garrett, Hall of Famer, 10th Region Hall of Famer, an outstanding player in her own right there for that Paris Lady Hounds program. And she said it best, this team kind of takes on her identity. And if that's the case, this Montgomery County team will be put to task tonight here at Henry Clay High School. We'll take a 90-second timeout. When we return, we'll get you set. More Lady Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family. And when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice. Available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Henry Clay again, and they already played five games. They've beaten Lexington Tate's Creek 63-39, Scott County 75-36, and last night beat Madison Central over in Richmond 59-34. Their losses have been to a good Franklin County team 59-42, and to another team that has really program that's really been good in recent years, Anderson County 66-45. In the game last night for the Henry Clay Lady Devils, it was Tamari Miller who led the way. Miller, a 5'6 senior guard, and Miller was 8 of 11 from the field. Made one three-pointer, 18 points. She had four assists in the game in 24 minutes of action. And Ariana Sutton, a 5'2 junior, another guard. Again, this is not a real big team, and Sutton had a dozen points, 5 of 9 from the field in the game last night. They were able on the glass to out-rebound Madison Central 32-30. They had only 15 turnovers compared with 24 that they forced, and that's what they'll be doing coming up tonight against Montgomery County, I think. Henry Clay, to my knowledge, has never beaten Montgomery County in girls basketball. The last time we have record of, they played back in the early part of the century back in 2008, played the state tournament one time in 2008, Montgomery County won, and then in 2009, Montgomery County won easily in a regular season game. So let's get the introduction of starting lineups. Well, the national anthem is coming up, and let's pause right now for that.
Thank you.
we have our national anthem, and we're just about ready to go here as we get ready for the introduction of the starting lineups. Henry Clay, white uniforms, blue numerals trimmed in gold, and the Lady Indians are in blue uniforms with red numerals trimmed in white. And Montgomery County will open up with Sophie Fouch, a freshman at guard spot. Reagan Oney, 5'9 senior, will be at a guard. And Hayden Barrier, 5'9 senior, another guard. Bailey Warner at forward. Bailey is a freshman. And Shea Harris in the starting lineup. Shea, a 5'11 senior. That's the starting lineup for the Lady Indians. For the Henry Clay Lady Blue Devils. They'll open up with Ariana Sutton, a 5'2 junior, at a guard spot. Elizabeth Nelson, a 5'10 senior, starting at a forward spot. Emily Johnson, a 5'8 senior, at a guard spot. Lydia Van Meter, a 5'8 senior. And rounding out the starting lineup is 5'6 senior Tamari Miller. So they have, again, Elizabeth Nelson at 5'10. I mean, this is not a team that has a tremendous amount of size.
It really doesn't. And you talked about that, and Coach Girard was saying the same thing about, you know, rebounding. It's a premium. You got two teams here that, at least early on in this season, it really needs to kind of fine-tune that aspect of their game, because those are going to be situations where you're going to be won and lost a lot of times on limiting shots of your opponents and getting additional shots off the second-chance points.
Here we go with Shea Harris to jump center against Elizabeth Nelson. Both players are about 5'11". They had to retrieve a basketball. Now we're ready.
I just got to hope I don't get kicked or punched tonight. We're that close to
Ivan is, he's in danger of this.
Oh, a pom-pom hit me right in the right cheek.
You never know what you're going to run into when you go on the road, Ivan. It's just it's what we get into. Here's the tip controlled by Montgomery County. It comes to Bailey Warner. Warner on the offensive end, their right front. So we're located at the end of the floor. We're contending with a lot tonight. Here's Barrier down the left baseline. The jump shot is put up and good by Fouch. Sophie Fouch took a pass from Barrier, was open, knocked down the 15-foot jumper, and it's Montgomery County 2-0.
Has to be a boost of encouragement for Sophie Fouch here early.
Here's Sutton losing the ball on the floor, but picks it up, and then it's deflected out of bounds by Montgomery County. Shea Harris. Henry Clay will inbound the ball down the baseline at the far end of the floor from us. Montgomery County defensively is...
looks like they're in the zone.
Yeah, the zone on the inbounds. The pass comes into Miller. Outside, Sutton takes it. Sutton dribbling out beyond the top of the key. And Montgomery County now has gone...
they're extending that zone.
Yeah, they're extending the zone out. Here with the ball is Miller. Gives it up in the right corner. Gets it back in the right baseline. Penetrates in. The shot inside is blocked by Fouch as trying to put it up there was Van Meter, and then Montgomery County gets the rebound, but then lose the ball out of bounds.
Oh, they were able to get a defensive stop there with Montgomery County here early, even after the ball got inside, but only to give it right back.
Montgomery County really trying to put on defensive pressure man-to-man. Ariana Sutton dribbling with it out front, working against Oney, and loses the ball, just dribbled it off her foot and out of bounds, and that was because of the pressure that only was applying, and Montgomery County gets the ball in the turnover.
Good to see that early on, that knowing that a team that's probably going to bring some pressure at times, that you can maybe put a little pressure on them to disrupt them as well.
Barrier, who now is essentially the point guard, kind of thrust into that role and gives it way outside to Oney. Oney wants to drive but doesn't have anything. Hands it right back to Barrier. Barrier dribbling out near the timeline. Doesn't see anything against the Henry Clay zone and throws it away. And racing to the other end, going under, stopping, and getting away with a travel, but couldn't get the shot away outside. There's a jump shot put up and good Knocking it down is Emily Johnson, and we're tied at two apiece.
They made that a three.
Made it a three, so it's 3-2. Henry Clay with his first lead. Well, Henry Clay got away with a long travel. Sometimes you see things in different areas, and now a turnover on Montgomery County down the baseline. They get it back on their perimeter, and a jump shot's put up and good by Van Meter, and that's a three. And it's quickly 6-2, so back-to-back three-pointers, and Henry Clay is pressing. Barrier trying to work it up the floor, and we get a foul in backcourt that will be against Van Meter. First foul of the game, and Montgomery County will inbound it, but they'll do so deep in backcourt. We play 2 minutes, 10 seconds, and Henry Clay with back-to-back threes has the lead. Lady Devils now have, they've gone man-to-man now. Fouch over on the left wing. They bring it back right side to Warner. Goes down low to Fouch, double-teamed in there. Gets it back out to Warner. She penetrates on the right side, goes under, missed the driving layup. Rebound taken by Sutton. Back the other way, Henry Clay. Sutton goes all the way down. She missed the shot badly, and the rebound is taken by Reagan Oney. Oney brings it down across the timeline, and now she'll dribble all the way to the basket and puts it up and in.
A nice,
a good
strong
power move.
Yeah, nice strong move by Reagan right there, and she's gotten even more comfortable coming into this season with that move, straight line move down the middle of the lane.
Sutton out front gives to Miller. Miller will work against Barrier. Tries to cross her over, goes down the left corner. There's an open three out there, and it's good again. Wow. That's Elizabeth Nelson. Three different players have hit threes, 9-4 Henry Clay.
And that's one thing we've seen early on. Is they will shoot the three. They average about shooting 24 to 25 threes a game.
Harris, Fouts, and there's a throwaway. Montgomery County's third turnover. Henry Clay runs the floor. Getting it down that right side is Johnson, and now out front, a three is up and good again by Sutton. Four different players have hit threes, and it's 12-4. Wow, what a scoring barrage by the Lady Devils here. Long pass down to Fouch, ahead to Shay Harris. Boy, she looked like she got really hammered going for the basket. Henry Clay rebounds, it goes the other way. And there's a travel, and they do try to catch that one. Montgomery County gets it back. And now coming into the game for Montgomery County is Savannah Jarvis, the junior, going to come in for Fouch. 4:05 left to play here in the opening quarter of action. Last night, Henry Clay made 5 of 18 threes.
Yeah. You know, they were what, shooting, averaging on the season around 33% from the three-point arc, but they do get a volume of them up.
Here's Barrier, hands it off to Warner. Tony way outside over to Barrier. A long three is no good. The rebound is tipped out, and Henry Clay gets it. Nelson gathers it up. They head to the other end, and we get a traveling violation that'll go against Van Meter. Turnovers are now 3-3, but yeah, Montgomery County is down by 8 points here with 3:41 to go in this opening quarter on the strength of four threes by the Lady Devils.
Now with Jarvis and Harris in the game together, let's see if there's any kind of hollow action maybe Montgomery County can get.
Harris deep in the left corner. She throws it away, trying to feed it to Barrier. Running down the Blue Devils, and into the game right now is Allison Stone, a senior. Goes for the bucket, walked, and then missed the shot. No walk was called. Rebound taken by Jarvis. Montgomery County tries to get down. Henry Clay quick, and they're back in a hurry. Here's Oney. Down inside to Barrier, goes for the bucket, lays it up and in.
Great finish by Hayden right there. Hayden came into this game 13-point shy, 2,000.
It's 12-6. Outside, Stone on the dribble against Harris, who closes on her, forces her to make a move, goes down, goes around, hands it off on the inside, gets it back. Now out front, Henry Clay struggling to handle it a little bit, but Harris is going to get called for the foul.
Ooh, I don't know that I like that being a foul. I thought they were going to say it was over and back right there, but
Henry Clay will inbound the ball. Fouch is going to come back into the game for Montgomery County, and she'll come in to give Harris a breather. Out front is Damari Miller working against Barrier. Miller wants to take her inside. and goes around her and flips it up. No good. Rebounded by Oney. Miller trying to draw the foul and couldn't. Here is Jarvis. Right side Barrier. A three good. Barrier stepped right into that three. And we get a timeout taken by Henry Clay. So Montgomery County down 12-4. Now back within three at 12-9. 2:28 to go in the opening quarter, and we're back in a half minute.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McDF download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Henry Clay's 4 of 8 from the field. They're 4 of 4 on threes. They're 0 of 4 inside the arc. The Indians have made 4 of 7 field goal attempts, including 1 of 2 from behind the arc. And Henry Clay with the ball right now in a 12-9 lead. As they head up the floor, Montgomery County will be in a zone. It's a 1-3-1, and Jarvis is out on the point. Pounce in the back line. Deep in the right corner they go. They get the double team, but able to get it back out front. Now they spin it left side, and there's a 3 put up by Allison Stone, and that's 5 different players for the Lady Devils that have made 3-pointers in the first quarter, and it's 15-9, Henry Clay.
Who's the shooter, Warner. Coach? All of them.
Barry drives the right baseline, goes up and missed his shot off the glass. The rebound is claimed by Nelson. Henry Clay wants to run down the baseline to get it back outside. Stone drives to the bucket, and we get a whistle. And a reach-in foul will go against Montgomery County. That foul goes against
Jarvis.
Jarvis gets her first. Team foul number 2 on the Lady Indians here in the opening quarter. 1:43 to play. Now Oney's going to leave the game, and Harris back in there. Bear almost got a steal, couldn't get it. Cross-court pass to Stone. And now Sutton. Sutton kind of backs away. Fouch guarding her. Sutton wants to take her on the dribble. Drives in. Goes, kicks it in the left corner. There's a shot put up. And that was a 2 off right on the three-point line, though, by Johnson. And it's 17-9. Wow, this Henry Clay is just, they're nailing it from the outside right now. Here's Barrier driving in. Kicks it to Warner. Right side for a 3. That's an air ball. And the rebound taken by Sutton. Henry Clay runs the other way and down the baseline. We get a collision in there. Hey, there's a foul call on Montgomery County that's going to be on Shea Harris. Now, there's a case of Sutton driving in, and she just threw her body into Harris, really. But Harris gets the foul call.
It'll be her second.
So Harris has number 2, and she comes out of the game. Miller goes down the right corner. Gives it up, gets it back. They go left side to Stone on the wing. Stone kind of balances the floor offensively. Miller works against Fouch. Fouch, and now Miller drives through the defense. Shot blocked by Jarvis out of bounds. It'll be Henry Clay's ball.
Jarvis on the back line of that defense right there. Sutton not going to back down. She went in there trying to make a strong move at the basket.
There's Stone now. Gives to Sutton. Stone is going to fire a 3 up there, and this one's no good. And the rebound is taken by Fouch. You know, the law of averages is bound to catch up a little bit here. If it doesn't, we'll see a record. Here's Barrier going for the basket and flips it up and in, draws the foul. What a finish by Hayden Barrier on that play. Hits the deck, gets up okay. The foul is... I couldn't see the player the foul was on.
I
think it was Sutton, but second foul on Henry Clay here in this opening quarter. And here's Barrier trying to complete a three-point play. Can bring Montgomery County within 5. Barrier puts it up and in. She has 8 points here in the first quarter, 8 of Montgomery County's 12. And it's 17 to a dozen. Stone working against Jarvis, who took it away from her. Now loose on the floor. We get a jump ball. It'll stay with Henry Clay, but Good defensive work by Jarvis to force essentially a turnover that changes the possession arrow.
Yeah, and if you can get another stop here, then, you know, you change that arrow in your favor for the quarter break.
Pass comes in backcourt to Sutton. Sutton's a very strong player. They list her at 5'2". That's not really. I'd say 5'4", probably. And she's physically strong. Trying to work on Oney, and Oney knocks it away. They go for the ball, and it goes out of bounds.
Oh, they're going to call a push on Oney?
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
That means you can't go for the ball.
It was a free ball.
Oney has picked up her first personal foul, third foul of this opening quarter. Only 15 seconds to go, and then you get to those five fouls within a quarter, and you shoot two. Now the official is coming over to the
scores table. There's a question at the scores table. Not sure what this is.
Whatever it is. Well, we seem to be okay, and here we go. Henry Clay with 15 seconds to go. Down to Sutton on the left corner. Hooks a pass down to the inside to Miller, back outside. And now Sutton will launch a three-point shot that is no good. The rebound tips out. Sutton gets it back, goes down inside. Shot put up no good, blocked by Jarvis. And Montgomery County with a rebound, and that'll be the quarter to an end. So, as we come to the end of the opening quarter, it's Henry Clay, 17, Montgomery County, a dozen. We'll be back in just a minute.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Montgomery County with the ball as we come back to the action to begin the second quarter. Here dribbling across the top of the key is Oney. Reagan kind of taking the point guard spot there for a moment. Now Barrier comes to get it. Barrier against a Henry Clay man-to-man. Barrier beats her player, picked up on a switch, but Barrier's short jumper will not go. The rebound is out of bounds. It'll be Henry Clay's ball.
Well, Montgomery County had a chance at a rebound there, just couldn't collect it in.
Right now you have Barrier. You know, she's taken a lot of shots, but she can get shots. And other players, nobody else seemed really aggressive right now in wanting to try to break down the defense. Here is Sutton, Stone. Down low they go in there to Miller, who gives it back out. Knocked away by Barrier, but picked up by Stone. Good solid man-to-man right now. Sutton deep in the left corner. Whips a pass through and is taken away. Fouch gets it. Fouch runs it down ahead to Barrier, who goes to the right side, lays it in. Nice work by Fouch to assist Barrier. And it's 17-14. So the Lady Indians back within 3 points again, just under seven to go in the half. And driving inside is Miller. And Stone, a three out of the right corner, is no good. Rebound put back up and in.
Yeah, you can't
Stone on the follow. That was a miss by Johnson.
Yeah, you can't afford that when you get a good stop there to allow that weak side offensive rebound and put back.
Back to a five-point Henry Clay advantage at 19-14. Inside to Jarvis. They knock it away from her. Loose ball. Jarvis goes and picks it up. And now we are going to get a foul that will go against Tamari Miller. First foul of the second quarter, and it'll be a common foul. Montgomery County will inbound down underneath the Lady Indian basket, and coming in for Henry Clay is Tamia Wade. Down in low to Jarvis, who has the ball knocked away from her, and then Jarvis gets called for the foul.
That'll be her second foul for the mishandle on the entry pass. So this is tough right here. It you know, caused Coach High to go down his bench like he's going to get Reagan Mays off the...
So the seventh grader is going to come in, replacing Jarvis right now. Tough spot to come in for a seventh grader, obviously.
Yes, you know, Montgomery kind of gets... loses its two interior players in Harrison and Jarvis to foul too early.
Here is way operating way outside is Wade, dribbling around, and she walked. Surely they did call that.
Great job of Bailey Warner staying active with her feet, staying in front of the ball handler there.
We've got 6:12 to play here in this opening half of action. Montgomery County down 19-14. Here is Mays going to dribble it across the timeline. Mays looking in, and now she leaves it off the barrier. Barrier backs up and launches a three. Good.
Oh, wow. Nice step back.
She's over the 2,000-point mark, Ivan, for that field goal. 12 points tonight. She needed only 11. I'm sorry, she needs 13.
13, yeah, 13.
So she's one shy. Down inside, going for the basket and missing the shot in close. But it's knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Henry Clay, was Johnson. And now, coming out of the Henry Clay lineup is Van Meter. They look to get it in. Long outlet pass comes to Stone with Warner on her. Down the top of the key, Stone goes on the dribble. Oh, she palmed the ball badly there. Boy, she really carried it. Got caught up and not knowing which direction she was going. Now she's going for the basket, goes under, lays it up and in.
Oh, wow, nice move by Stone.
Little guard around by Stone for her seventh point. 21-17, 5:10 to go. Montgomery County now just trying to weather the storm, these players out of the game. They double-team Mays, take it away from her. They go underneath, and going under and laying it up and in is Stone. Stone with now 9 points, and the lead is 6 again, 23-17. Here is Oney. Directing traffic, gives to Mays. Mays dribbles down, and they double-team her, and they will get a tie-up and possession arrow with Henry Clay, so the Lady Devils get it.
Yeah.
The way things are set up now, Reagan Mays is in an awkward position because anytime she takes that ball and tries to come down to the corner, they're going to double her with two bigger players, and it's tough. If she could get rid of it, Montgomery County would have a mismatch. Here, driving in on the left side and driving for the layup. With a nice move is Tamari Miller, her first 2 points. And Henry Clay on a run right now. They're up 25-17, and we get a timeout taken by Montgomery County. 4:28 in the half with the players out. Coach Dustin High sensing the game getting away from it a little bit, and we'll be back in 1 minute.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Just talking with during the timeout with Allie Dillon still out of there. Montgomery County's just, they're short on players to handle the ball, really, with experience. And then you get with your two big players out of the game with fouls. I mean, this is a tough spot for the Lady Indians. Fouls deep in the corner. They double her, sends it off, and there's Mays inside, puts it up too hard. Rebound up, no good by Warner, but she is fouled. And we'll go to the line to shoot a couple of shots. The foul is on Sutton, and that is her second. And
I guarantee you, Reagan Mays hadn't received a pass like that at the middle school level, the Barry, I mean, Barry had a nice, really quick pass to her, no-look pass, that I was just happy that Reagan caught it and gave herself a chance to make a play.
Warner puts in the free throw to break the stop the bleeding a little bit, makes another one, so it is 25-19. There's a steal by Barrier. Barrier comes down, stops from 15 feet. Jump shot is no good. Rebound by Fouch puts it up no good. And the rebound is finally claimed in there by Nelson. So Montgomery County with a couple of chances, but down the other end, laying it up and in, beating the defense down was Miller for her second field goal. Lead back to 8 at 27-19. Here is Honey over to Barrier. Back to Honey, down to Fouch. Who's going to help out offensively? Warner inside. They kick it back out front. Here's Oney with it. Really right now, Montgomery County is tough to... They just don't have scores in the game, and it's going to be a...
Inadvertent whistle. It was an inadvertent whistle. I think they thought Montgomery County called a timeout, but they didn't. So the possession will stay with Montgomery County here.
3:35 to play in the half. 27-19, the lead, and here's Oney, over to Barrier. Barrier goes into Warner. Warner, we're going to whistle, and she got called for traveling. They're going to call a foul, and the official overrules the other official and says, hey, I got a foul over here. Yeah. And it's going to be Montgomery County's ball.
The Henry Clay bench isn't too happy about it.
That foul is on Wade, I believe. Second foul of this second quarter.
Wade on the floor? She just went out.
Who is number four?
Yeah.
Here is the ball deep in the left corner. Barrier nails a three. And it's 27-22. Going for the basket at the other end and driving and laying it up and in is Sutton. 29-22. Here's Oney. Deep in the left corner. Foul sets. Not a good spot to go in. And Montgomery County turned it over.
Yeah, you threw it to the outside there. And, you know, you're always telling your players in a break or delayed break situation, but to the sideline right there, that ball carried Fouch out of bounds there.
Jarvis was going to come back in with 3:06 to play in the half, but she didn't get to the table in time. They blew the horn, but they wouldn't let her come in, so... And that was the right thing to do. Here's Miller, or Sutton with it out front. Sutton against Oney. Oney, Sutton gets around her. A floater goes up, no good. They battle for the rebound. Sutton gets it back, sends it back outside for Henry Clay. And here's a three that's up, and it's no good by Van Meter.
Oh.
And Mays is out of bounds trying to get the rebound. It'll go to Henry Clay. And now you get coming back into the game as Jarvis.
And that was so tough because if Reagan Mays lets that go, it's Montgomery County's ball. I think she thought she had to get to it, and it carried her right out of bounds.
2:38 to go here in the half. Montgomery County could use a stop here. And Henry Clay worked it inside. They kick it back out on the perimeter. Miller is going to drive for the basket and gets under and flips it up and in.
Sutton and Miller are really tough driving the lane. And finishing at the basket.
And nobody there to contest, really. That's the problem. Inside to Mays, who puts it up twice. She's had open shots, but just put it up too hard. There's a seventh grader who's kind of rushing it a little bit. Coming down, we get Henry Clay turning it over.
It speaks volumes, though. You've seen the senior and now a junior be comfortable with tossing her the ball or in that situation.
Give her a chance. Before long, she'll be laying those balls in and it'll make a big difference in the game. Here is Fouch driving in. Sends a pass over. That shot is blocked as Mays try to put it up. And the rebound comes to Johnson. So back the other way. There was a freshman to a seventh grader on that pass. Where we are right now. And we get a blocking foul that's going to go against Fouch. Fouch picks up her first. It's only the second team foul against Montgomery County here in the second quarter. 1:48 to go before halftime. Montgomery County Well, they want to keep this thing single digits if they can before we get to halftime. Deep in the corner over there is Johnson. She's cut off. They knock it away and take it away. Barrier comes up the ball, running all the way down, flips it up and in.
All right, and go back to the defense of Bailey Warner that created that opportunity. Did a great job of crowding space and just being strong at a spot.
31-24. And there in the corner, Miller drives the left baseline, puts up a shot, no good. And the rebound is taken by Jarvis. Coming the other way, Montgomery County. Jarvis down to Mays, who can't handle it, but somehow comes up with the ball. Then they take it away from her. She was not in a good spot when she caught that ball. Minute 15 to play in the half. That would have been a big basket if Montgomery County could have closed to within five. The lead stays at seven. Out front is Sutton. Again, Mays trying to stay with her. Force her to give it up. Stone, a jump shot is good. Right on that three-point line. Or Johnson, rather, wasn't it? It was Johnson and not Stone. 33-24, the lead at nine. 50 seconds to go. Inside, they try to get the ball to Jarvis.
Well, they said they got it to you.
And they got it to me.
Now, I don't know if that
I thought I made a nice play, too.
I don't know if that was part of the plan.
Here we go. 47 seconds to go. So Henry Clay has a chance to take a double-figure lead to the locker room. They're up 33-24. Here's Sutton out front. They spread the floor nicely. And Sutton drives through. They want to run the clock down. 31 seconds to go. Mays is chasing Sutton. She starts inside, kicks it out. Driving around is Stone. Stone keeps the dribble, and Jarvis takes it away from her. Jarvis trying to pick it up. She got fouled. Finally, Barrier comes in and gets it. Sends it ahead to Fouch, and it's taken back away.
And they're going to call a foul on Fouch, but actually she got fouled before that happened and keep her from getting to the ball. You know, we saw that foul called on Reganoni earlier when the ball was free, and that was essentially the same thing happened there, even though the players never went to the floor.
Henry Clay gets the ball back with 8 seconds to go.
But another big missed opportunity there. I thought Savannah Jarvis did another great job of just being strong defensively up on the ball.
6 seconds to go. Here is Sutton on the top of the key. Sends it on the right side, back out, and they just throw it up. It would not have counted anyway, and so we come to the end of the first half. It's Henry Clay 33, Montgomery County 24 as we go to the halftime break. And stick around. We'll be back with our halftime stats and scoring when we return here to the Al Pruitt Gymnasium at Henry Clay. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools. Giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
WMST Radio is worldwide. You can take your favorite music, programs, and sports with you wherever you go. Radio right at your fingertips, with or without the radio. Go to WMSTRadio.com and click the Listen Live button. In just seconds, you have WMST with you. It's that easy. From your computer, phone, or tablet, go to WMSTRadio.com and click the Listen Live button. We're always with you at WMSTRadio.com.
Ivan Rawls back with you from the Al Pruitt Gymnasium here at Henry Clay. Of course, one of my favorite coaches of all time, Al Pruitt. What a great guy he was. And the young people that he helped here at Henry Clay were many, certainly. And they're doing statistics here at Henry Clay. That's good. We must be the folks at WL Stats.
WL Stats. Kenny Bourne, any alum? Any Henry Clay alum?
He is a Henry Clay alum.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Individual scoring for Henry Clay in that first. And again, the Blue Devils hit five threes, five different players in the first quarter, and then didn't have another three. Then they started going inside, and once the bigs were out of the game, Ivan, they just got in for layups.
And that's what makes this team deadly. If they're hitting the outside shot, and we're seeing that here, Montgomery County try to play that zone, but they're going to spread you out because in Sutton and Miller, they've got two physically strong ball handlers that they want to go north and south. And you know you have to come out and honor that and try to put pressure on that ball. But if they get by you, they're going to go straight to the basket. But then if they cause the help defender to come over and help too soon, and we saw this last night in the boys' game, they're going to kick it out there. If you got players spotted up ready to shoot and they're as confident as we saw this Blue Devils team in the first half, they'll be a tough out for anybody because they will. They have the ability to play scrambled, as you heard Coach Destin High say in the pregame interview. You know, they play a scrambled style, and when you're that athletic and you're that quick, you can do that that style of ball, and that's what we saw in the first half about them.
In the first half of play, the difference turnovers and rebounding, as that differential that we talk about all the time ends up being 27-18 in favor of Henry Clay. The Indians got out rebounded by a team, and as you talked with Coach Garrett before the game, she didn't expect that. She knew they had to be better on the glass, and they were.
Yeah, and that was the thing. They were able to get to some balls. There was a couple times rebounding the ball that, you know, Montgomery County did a great job initially on the defense. The ball comes off and it got into a scramble drill. And if they're able to get extra opportunities off of a putback type of situation, they're going to be dangerous. They're just hard to stay in front of. I thought there was a couple times Montgomery County did a great job with boxing out. Ball comes off long. They're going to get to a lot of those balls. On a lot of nights, unless they go to a team that has equal type of dimensions as far as their speed and strength. And everything in the first half really went their way. I think Montgomery County, as you mentioned, you know, only being down 9 points is a saving grace for them. They've got to figure out some things. And I think it'll be easier, hopefully, when they come back out with Jarvis and Harris, hopefully on the floor at the same time. It will help them a little bit. But even for those two, when the ball gets out on the floor, they've got to understand, you know, hey, I may be guarding a quick player. How do I guard him? I thought Jarvis did a great job there late when she was able to crowd her by him. But they have to understand that. They're going to have to use their physicality while being smart at the same time and understanding angles.
Individual scoring in the first half, it was Allison Stone who came off the bench for Henry Clay and scored 9 points, making 4 of 6 shots from the field. One of those a three-pointer. Emily Johnson with 7. It was 6 points for Tamari Miller, 5 for Arianna Sutton, 3 points apiece for Elizabeth Nelson and Lydia Van Meter, both of those scoring a three-pointer, and Wade played but did not score. For Montgomery County, Barrier was the offense in the first half. As she passed the 2,000-point mark in her career, she got 18 points in the first half, Ivan, and pretty much she had to do that. She had to really look for her shot and did a great job of getting shots, and she made 3 three-pointers and a three-point play in that first half when she made a total of 7 of 11 field goal attempts.
Well, and And the tendency, and I'm not going to just say Hayden, but the tendency for a lot of players in the situation they were in when they were really struggling to try to get offensive production, you just said players really forced themselves. She never really, she forced anything there. And you got to think back too. Montgomery County had three or four prime opportunities to score points. And a couple of them, unfortunately, you know, came off of the hand of the seventh grader and Reagan Mays, who, you know, experiencing this for the first time, you know, truly in a pressure situation, she missed. And, you know, maybe by the end of this season, that may not be a problem if she continues to get these opportunities early on. We've seen it in the past, in girls basketball especially.
Well, one thing she did, just like in the game of golf, Bobby, you know, don't leave those putts short.
Yeah.
She didn't put them up
she
weak.
Got a chance.
She put them up strong, just a little bit too strong in there.
You criticized me for doing it on the golf course.
Hey, and well, I should. You know better. Barrier with 18, Fouch and Oney and Warner had 2 points apiece as Harris and Jarvis are scoreless in the first half, and then Mays played and did not score. But, hey, boy, but you talk about getting experience at this level is very good. Strength for a player like Mays, but that's what you expect. You don't in the girls' game, you do see occasionally those seventh graders that have matured and are really strong. She's not a physically mature young lady yet.
No.
She and Parker and Ralph, the two seventh graders, are playing.
You
know, they've got a long way to go in the strength category, but again, to have this opportunity to just gain experience is really good for them.
Yeah, I think back to Penny Gearhart at West Carter years ago. They kind of have that build, but Penny was a little bit stronger even at a younger age. But they have that kind of that slender, slight build, and they're a little bit stronger than what you give them credit for. But it is hard when you're going up against the type of personnel that Henry Clay has on the floor tonight.
So it's 33-24. The Lady Devils in the first half of play made 14 of 27, 5 of 9 threes, did not shoot a free throw. Montgomery County 9 of 20, 45%, 3 of 5 threes, and 3 of 3 from the line. So Montgomery County shot the ball pretty well, but again, got out-rebounded 15 to 9 and turned the ball over 12 times, only 9 turnovers for Henry Clay. Back to begin the second half after we step out 1 minute here on the Gateway Sports Network.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over 3 decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to assure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
Teams are at their benches right now as we get ready to get this second half underway. Montgomery County will be moving to the far end of the floor from us here in this second half of play as they try to come from 9 points down. And again, a big part of the deal right now is the fact that the Lady Indians scored just 24 points, and they're coming off a game in Northern Kentucky where they struggle offensively, Ivan, and they're just got ways to go. You got to figure out, you know, what's really going on at point guard. And we said since she was a young player, you know, Hayden Barrier has the ability to be an outstanding point guard, but she hadn't played that spot.
Yeah. And it's one of those things, you know, like I said, it's at this level, the point guard is so monumentally key to success of your ball club. And she has the skill set to be a really good point guard.
Here's Harris. Kicking in left corner. Warner drives for the bucket, spins, leaves, and puts up a little jump shot.
Oh, my goodness. That was a pro
move.
What
a spin move by Warner. 33-26, and there's a turnover by Montgomery County. Barrier goes for the basket, flips it up, no good, but gets fouled, and will go to the line to shoot two.
They got a replay board in here. What Billy Warner did was amazing. Oh, my goodness. Some of you may be listening in and watching the stream tonight.
Barrier makes a free throw.
I know you probably about jumped at it off of your couch. Or...
Well, she went right and turned back left and then shot across her body. And Barrier misses the second free throw. And then they battle for the rebound. Montgomery County looked like they might have it, but Sutton comes away with it. 33-27. Here, Henry Clay working with the ball. Montgomery County defensively is... they're in a zone, I believe, and there's a ball off the leg. Barrier got a hand in there and knocked that ball off the leg of Miller, and Montgomery County gets it on a turnover.
Well, you know, this Intertate team has shown you in this first half, they'll give you opportunities. You know, they don't handle the ball very well. And Coach Gerard mentioned that.
Barrier over to Oney. Oney back to Barrier. Now you got to hurry to get it across the timeline. Barrier's going to have to bring it herself, though. She gets back to Oney. Beats it across the timeline down inside, and Jarvis puts it up no good, but she draws a foul. Jarvis is going to shoot a pair of free throws on that foul that goes against Emily Johnson. Henry Clay's second foul this second half, just 40 seconds in.
In that moment, I appreciated the slow clock because I really thought we may have violated 10 seconds there.
Jarvis puts a free throw up and in. And now, leaving the lineup for Henry Clay is Van Meter, as Stone checks back in, 33-28. And that one rattles around and comes out. Stone with a rebound. Five-point game. Lady Indians off to a good start here in the second half. And going down inside and driving and kissing it off the glass is Sutton with a nice offensive move, 35-28. Yeah, Montgomery County trying to solve this full-court press, and long pass down to Warner. Bailey drives in, kicks it, tried to go right corner to Harris, but it was deflected out of bounds. Montgomery County will play it.
You know, and the one thing with Bailey Warner is she continues to mature in her game. You know, the more comfortable and the stronger she gets with her ball handling, the more deadly she's going to be.
She has it right now, turns, hands it to Barrier. Barrier wants to make a move, but backs away on the dribble now with 6:40 to play third quarter. Good patience by Montgomery County, and then Warner gets tied up.
See, and that's a mistake right there. And again, that's a ball handling thing. You know, when she caught the ball, and you're seeing Coach High talk to her about that, you got to grab that ball strong, and you got to make sure that
get it away from the defender.
Yeah, the defender doesn't come up on you like that.
Hold it out there for the defender to have it. Here is a foul on Oney as she was trying to defend and keeping Sutton from getting the basket. Oney's second foul of the game, a first of the second half on the Lady Indians. 6:28 to play, third quarter of action. Here is the entry pass for Henry Clay. Well, Sutton handles the ball about 80% of the time for Henry Clay. There's a long three that's good.
Well, it looked like there was a moving pick set by Nelson on Harris. No call by the official.
Johnson makes it a 10-point game, and then there's a turnover. And going for the basket, we get a whistle.
Oh,
and
they're
an intentional foul.
Oh, wow.
On Oney. Wow.
That's a big, big play right there.
That's Oney's third foul.
Montgomery County has been making some headway on that deficit, and now they're down 10. It could be down more here after this set of circumstances.
Nelson at the free throw line to shoot a pair. Puts it up, no good. That's the first free throw of the game that Henry Clay has had. 6:08. We got a long way to go in this game. I tell you, it's the clock seems to be operating at a snail's pace. Here is a couple of dribbles, and the shot is up and spins around and stays in for Nelson. And now Henry Clay gets the ball with an 11-point advantage, 39-28. So Montgomery County got back within five, and now it's right back to 11. Here comes the entry pass. They throw it deep in the corner. Fouch was right with the defender, and now the forces a throwaway. Good defense by the youngster Fouch to And now here driving is Warner. Cut off, gives back to Barrier. 17-foot jumper, no good. And the rebound out on the floor picked up by Sutton. She's running. Stops from about 15 feet. Missed his shot. Shea Harris grabs the rebound. Ahead to Barrier, and Barrier gets fouled as she tried to drive through the defense. That's going to be against Tamari Miller, her second, or they say her third and team's third. So Miller picking up her third foul. Montgomery County will inbound it on the common foul. 5:44 to go in the third. Harris plays it in from the left sideline. Gives it in backcourt to Barrier. Barrier directs traffic a little bit and now gives over to Jarvis, to Fouch, back to Harris. Warner down inside to Fouch, and Fouch is fouled in there. That's going to go against Van Meter. That's the fourth foul. And from this point on, with 5:31 to go in the third quarter, I mean, the Lady Indians are going to get two free throws on any foul.
And that's why they got to continue to just be aggressive. Don't
inside Jarvis. Jarvis gives out to Harris on the three-point line. Back to Jarvis. She puts it on the deck, lost it on the dribble. Now comes back and goes down to Harris, and she gets called for travel.
Tough call.
We saw some of those calls. It's like the officials are a little bit quicker to call that that little ball fake. If you move too quick at all, you're going to get nailed. I don't think we've seen in recently. They've been really reluctant to call. There was a double dribble right there out front by Sutton. She mishandled the ball, but they didn't spot that one. And here, driving in, going in, and then losing the ball out of bounds. We got a foul call on Montgomery County. Harris gets her third foul. Montgomery County's third of the second half. Entry pass out to Sutton. They whip it around. Left side, a three is on the way. Good. Good ball movement, and Van Meter nails a three, and the lead is 14 for the Lady Devils, 42-28. And that's nine in a row Henry Clay has scored since Montgomery County got back in the game, got back within five. Warner, right side, looking. Doesn't have anything. Goes to Jarvis down the lane. Jarvis goes for the bucket, flips it up, and doesn't get it. But is fouled by Nelson, her first. But again, two shots are coming for Savannah Jarvis, and maybe she can get rolling here at the free throw line.
It's great recognition by Jarvis right there. Thought she had enough of a crease there in the lane to make that hard drive.
4:32 left to play here in the third quarter. Jarvis trying to cut the lead to 12 right here. Couple of dribbles, fires a free throw up and in. Jarvis with 3 points all from the line, all here in the second half. It's 42-30, Lady Devils. Sutton across the timeline. Gives it over there on the left sideline to Johnson. And now, I don't know, I think she just stepped out of bounds. Warner gets called for the foul. Warner's first foul, team foul number four. Henry Clay will inbound. Pass comes in to Sutton. She dribbles, bounces it off, and he did get the moving pick there. That I had talked about that earlier. And the foul is going to go against Nelson. Her second. That is it's an offensive foul. And so no shots here, but now coming into the game is Wade again for Henry Clay. As she'll come in to replace Nelson. Again, we're at the end of the floor, we're well away from the scorer's table. And well, I wondered about it. I was going to say, hey, that's not a player control foul. So it is going to be a shooting opportunity for Montgomery County.
They're discussing it.
And now who's going to shoot? I think they don't know. I didn't see. I mean, who got screened?
And I didn't see because I wasn't looking when it happened. Yeah, because here's. I don't know what they're going to do here. Nope, they're still saying.
I don't know how you can do this.
Ball out to Montgomery.
Since we don't know who's going to shoot, they'll have inbound the ball. That's a different call. Improvisation, I think we could call that. Oh, well. Oh, here is Barry. They leave her alone for a three, and it doesn't go down. And the rebound picked off. Coming down is Stone. Stone runs the floor down, then they cut her off. She'll hold up and give it off to Sutton. Three, under 4 minutes to play now in the third quarter. We kind of needed that one to go. Could have got back within single digits. Here is the ball. A three goes up and is no good, but rebounded in there by Wade. So they get the ball back. Another shot is put up, no good by Sutton. Rebound Montgomery County. Here's Barriers. He's going to take it all the way, but then stops, fires in a 15-footer.
Oh, wow. That quick pullback, she realized she didn't have an advantage and just did a quick pullback on that shot.
There's a three by Henry Clay, and boy, knocking it down. That's Van Meter. That's her third three, second of this half. And the lead is right back up to 13 points. So Montgomery County gets to within 10, but Fouch is in trouble down the corner. They got her trapped. Fouch dribbles away from it. Now Harris is triple teamed. We get a foul.
Oh, going to get a technical on Harris. Yeah, she got frustrated and Shada took the ball and shoved it right in Sutton's face.
They're going to put her out of the game, I think. They acted like they were. We did have a foul on Henry Clay, I think. First. They really came after her, and they had three players around. And again,
I don't know if something was said or
Montgomery
what
County,
happened. But
Montgomery County's got to shoot a couple of free throws on that foul.
I was surprised that the whistle was even delayed on the technical because I saw it and I was like, well, that's not going to be good.
That's Harris's fourth foul. But it looked like I thought she like signaled to the bench like she'd been ejected. But
I think the official that actually blew the whistle was just, I think they were shocked. They were shocked what they saw because the whistle was so delayed. The other two officials were closer actually when it happened.
See what we got. Officials over the scores table right now.
The officials haven't been at their best the last couple of trips up the floor. And these are three veteran officials.
Montgomery County should shoot two shots, and then Henry Clay would get two shots, I think, on the Harris foul and
in possession.
And the possession on the technical would go to Henry Clay, I assume.
Oh, well, they gave a technical to Savannah Jarvis and Sutton. Like I said, I thought something must have been said. They didn't give it to Harris.
Must have given it to Harris now. Jarvis is
out there, but
and Montgomery County's going to. How do you not shoot free throws?
Because you had two technicals. I guess that washes out. I guess the gate. Did it go to the jump ball? Maybe
Jarvis with it, feeds it back outside. And there's a shot put up, no good. Jarvis puts it back up, no good. Oh, she missed a little gimme, and coming down, Henry Clay. So Montgomery County. And there's a three good.
Yeah, Montgomery lost all the way around on that.
Yeah, that might outdo it right there. I mean, I hate to call a game over early, but 48-32 and 2:27 to go here. Here is Jarvis up in the lane from 10 feet. That shot may have been tipped. Fouch goes and gets the rebound. Hands it back out to Jarvis. Over to Barrier. Jarvis looks. Floats it back to Barrier. Barrier at three right side. That's no good. Rebound out the floor. Picked up, and we get a foul on Warner.
I didn't like that foul on Warner. I mean, if what Warner just did is a foul, you're not going to get through a lot of games because that was, basically Bailey turned around and, you know, she tried to grab the rebound as the other young lady was gathering it in, but I didn't think that warrants the foul.
So Henry Clay's going to shoot a couple of free throws. It'll be Van Meter, who has 9 points. She's hit three threes tonight. And we'll shoot a pair of shots here.
We've seen balanced scoring out of this Henry Clay team early in the season. That's what can make them dangerous.
Free throw is good. I'll go back to that other play. There's a foul call before there was any technical call.
Yeah.
And they just like they forgot the foul was called. She makes a pair of free throws. It is 50 to 32.
Because the PA announcer even announced that foul, too.
Here's Jarvis inside, out to Barrier for a three, and it's no good. And battling for the rebound, we get Sutton up on the back of Fouch. And I'll tell you one thing, Fouch will get in there and battle you for rebounds for a little player. And now Fouch is going to shoot a pair of shots.
That was the one thing got to interview Sophie a little over a month ago and was asking her about who she's paired up with in practice. And typically it's Laura Lee Orison, so you can imagine what those battles are like in practice.
Free throw is no good by Fouch. And she missed another one. Rebound is put back up by Oney. No good. Gets another rebound and gets fouled. So Oney's going to shoot a pair of shots. Stone gets the foul, and now Oney's going to shoot a pair of free throws. Okay, struggling from the line here in the second half, but Oney knocks it down. Her third point. Tony rolls another one in, but it's still a 16-point lead, 50 to 34. Henry Clay. They send the ball underneath and they're laying it up and in. A little back cut on the baseline and laying it up and in is Johnson. Right back to an 18-point advantage inside. Jarvis misses it, puts it up, no good. Rebounds it again and can't get the ball to go into basket. Jarvis is just really struggling. She'll get to shoot two here. On a foul against Henry Clay.
Yeah, that's coming off a poor offensive night against Notre Dame last Friday. Or Saturday, I think.
And she missed the free throw. Yeah, Jarvis, she played so well in the opening game. And struggled on Saturday. She has struggled tonight. Now puts a free throw in. It's only her fourth point. And we get a timeout. Montgomery County takes the timeout down 52-35 with 1:28 left here in the third quarter, and we'll be back in a half minute.
Mom, I need money.
You have money. We opened a student banking account at Traditional Bank. I picked up your debit card today.
Cool, my own debit card.
Yep, now you can quit using mine. And you can talk to your boss about electronically depositing your paychecks. We'll track your spending online.
What about birthday checks from Grandma?
We can take a picture and deposit them on the mobile app. Easy.
Open a student banking account at traditionalbank.com. Get your students started on a strong financial footing.
Got my debit card, Mom. Headed to the movies.
Traditional Bank. Member FDIC.
Minute 28 to go here in the third quarter. The Indians struggling last night against Ballard, and tonight the Lady Indians have struggled maybe even more.
It's aging me. It is. You just got, you hope Montgomery County can steal some energy. I mean,
Henry Clay working against the press and dribbling right around it, the Lady Devils, and then they almost throw it away, and the ball is lost out of bounds, and it will be Montgomery County's basketball. Great hustle by Barrier.
And the official could have easily caught a foul on Johnson there. Johnson really kind of cleared out there down here, and the official just kind of let it play on. I'm like, if you're going to call some of those fouls we've seen earlier, that has to be a foul too.
barrier down to the basket to Fouts. Nice. Great pass, and Fouts lays it in.
Great to see Sophie make that catch and finish.
Yeah, these young players, they're going to have to start trying to get it done for Montgomery County. Now we get a whistle.
The timeout or jump ball? What we got? Jump ball.
Call a jump ball, and it'll be Henry Clay's ball. Seconds to go, third quarter. The Devils up by 15 and with the ball here. Here is Sutton has not handled the ball like she did in the first half because of the type of game. It's been up and down and scrambling around, and Sutton driving in, and Oney has committed the foul. And that'll be her fourth.
It's a tough guard. I like to talk to Reagan after this game and say, how tough of a guard is that compared to some of the players you've had to guard in the past?
Sutton will shoot free throws. Not easy for Sutton to make free throws. I don't know what her percentage she shoots, but again, when you're, you know, about 5, 3, or 4, and she missed it, it's just, I don't know, there, you got to put a little more oomph to get it up there. And again, that small ball, if it touches the rim, the odds of it going in are greatly diminished.
I'm going to get you on that ESPN Next Gen Stats crew.
You missed another one. Well, the rebound comes to Henry Clay. Yeah, it was 40 seconds to go. So Sutton gets it back. Montgomery County just cannot seem to come up with anything on the glass much tonight. Here is Stone working on the right side. Gives it back out to Sutton now with 24 seconds to go in the quarter. They're going to try to run it down for the last shot. Now Sutton goes for the basket and just threw it up, and it's out of bounds. It'll be Montgomery County's ball.
Montgomery County will take that and, you know, have an opportunity here to get a 2-for-1. Take the last shot here and get the ball back to begin the quarter.
Hit a 3, make a 2. You're back within 10.
Oh.
And they threw it away. And going under and laying it up and in is Johnson. Just a kind of a lazy play by Warner there. And now Barrier has it almost taken away. Only 9/10 of a second to go.
And now you may not even get a shot off.
Yeah. Lady Indians just inbounded. The quarter comes to an end. After three quarters of play tonight, Henry Clay 54, Montgomery County 37, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Clay comfortably in front as we enter this final quarter of action. Lady Devils lead it by 17 on Montgomery County. Again, Reagan Mays is back in the game. Montgomery County has had to play so much of this game, and Harris is not coming out. I wonder if they didn't throw Harris out of the game.
It's a good question. I don't know if maybe Coach Hyde's going to try to save her a little bit before he puts her back in, if that's the case.
Barrier for three, that is no good. And the rebound. Fouts goes in and gets the rebound back, and Barrier goes under, lays it up, it doesn't go. And now as we go for the rebound, what do we got?
A jump ball. Boy, that rim down there has just been unfriendly to the Lady Indians here of late.
So Henry Clay gets it. Montgomery County trying to press. I mean, you might as well work on something here in the game like this. And now we look at Mays. Mays trying to stay with Sutton. And Sutton is going to try to get her in a one-on-one spot. Mays staying right with her right now. And should have been under a five-second count, I think. They never started the count. She dribbles all the way back out front. Finally gives the ball up, and they go down the left corner to Stone. Driving for the basket. There's Jarvis blocking the shot out of bounds that was put up by Johnson. But it's going to belong to Henry Clay. Jarvis is a good shot blocker, Ivan.
Yeah, yeah, she's got good anticipation. We've seen that early in the season already.
Something else, you know, Fouch plays in Warner. They're playing in the JV game and most of the time, and so those young ladies have gotten a lot of minutes tonight, Ivan.
Yeah, and you know, the more they're out on the floor, you know, the better off for them here, especially
yeah,
early
Harris
in the
is back in the game, so she has come in. Sutton deep in the corner, an open three, and it's good. Johnson makes her third three of the game, 57-37.
I haven't seen a team shoot like this in a while.
Well, that's a wide open.
Yeah.
They're just feeling really loose right now. There's a big lead. Basket gets pretty big. Driving the right baseline, going up and putting it in as Barrier. 57-39. Sutton is going to drive in, sends it to the right corner. There's another three, and it's good. That was by Wade. And it's 60-39. Pouch. Barrier sends it left corner to Harris. Trying to go inside to Jarvis. We get a whistle on a foul. They'll go against Wade. First foul of this final quarter, so Montgomery County will inbound the ball. And we're going to get a timeout taken by Henry Clay. So there's timeout on the floor with 5:51 to go. 60-39. Henry Clay the lead. We'll be back in a minute.
When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Lady Indians with the ball now, and Barrier has it, looking for a screen from Harris. Gives back to Shea, down to Mays, and now Barrier again. Nobody really trying to create anything right now except for Jarvis and Barrier. And they're kind of working the ball around, but nothing happening. There's a shot put up by Barrier, no good. And the rebound taken by Johnson. They're driving in a sudden, gives it off. There's a walk that didn't get called. And
yeah, kind of hop there. That man meter.
Man meter puts it in. I'm not going to say anything to that official, though. There is Barrier. Mays. Pouch. Pouch goes to Jarvis at a high post. Jarvis turns, goes for the bucket, and flips it up the left hand. No good, but gets fouled hard.
I'd have loved to have seen Savannah finish that right there.
Stone with a foul.
She is so strong, though, to even get that ball above her shoulders like that.
Jarvis is going to be at the line for two shots with 4:43 still to play. Oney's going to come back into the game after this first free throw. And the shot is no good. It'll be an ugly stat sheet tonight for the Lady Indians.
I'm glad you're still keeping yours. I'm kind of in between on mine.
Well, they were 12 of 32 from the field entering this last quarter. Jarvis gathers herself, makes the second free throw. 62 to 40. And Harris got away with a push-off right there. And
yeah, she's asking to get out.
I think she's just trying to foul out.
Yeah, she was trying.
Well, that's disappointing right there.
Yeah.
Hate it. Frustrated.
Yeah.
So Harris.
They said her fourth.
It's only her fourth thing.
Yeah. She's going to have to continue on to get out.
She's coming out anyway. Warner is coming in.
Yeah, she
Henry Clay inbounds the ball.
She just didn't appear to be trying to guard there on that play.
So here is Sutton dribbling in long range against Oney. Falls down, and Oney comes up with the ball, looks for help, and trying to clear it. And finally gets rid of the ball, but Henry Clay gets it back. Exchange of turnovers. There's a three that's up and no good, and Jarvis with a rebound off the miss by Wade. Here is Oney working it down, gives it in the corner. Warner drives the baseline and threw it away.
Yep.
Or got a tap out of her hand.
Oh, and then Jarvis comes back with a steal, and it was fouled.
And
she finished.
Up and in.
But they didn't call the foul. Wow. I mean, that was nothing but contact there.
62-42. The officials are ready to go home, too. 3:40. Here is Henry Clay on the offensive end right here in front of us. Driving in and pulling up from about 12 feet and missing the shot is going to be Van Meter, but a foul on Jarvis. That's Jarvis's fourth foul, and a couple of shots are coming for Van Meter. Rolls into free throw. You know, one of the things everybody's wondering, you know, is Allie Dillon make that much of a difference coming in? And I don't know why, but she makes a big difference.
Yeah.
This team is just, they really have to regroup. I mean, it's a different look
than
what we thought it would be, I think.
With a healthy Allie Dillon, what it gives you is a little bit more length, a little bit more strength, an older player, somebody that can handle the ball a little bit stronger when they're receiving it in, where a team like this is just going to take advantage of somebody that's a little weak with the ball in their hands.
64-42, and there's a barrier for a three. Good. Montgomery County, all you can hope for now maybe is for Montgomery County to keep it under 20. They're down by 19 right now. Sutton working on the dribble. Against Oney, wants to take her, gives it up, and there's a three. Shot is no good by Stone. Rebounded down the corner by Jarvis. Jarvis works down, going to go for the bucket, and send it out right side. There's a shot put up by Fouts, no good. Barrier rebounds it up and in and draws the foul.
Great job by Hayden Barrier there on the offensive putback. I like the shot by Sophie Fouts.
Barrier's got 25 of Montgomery County's 47 points right now. On a night where she hit the 2,000-point mark, Ivan, and I guess if you... Yeah, boy, you hate to have it in a game like this, really.
Yeah, it's not a game you really, you know, it's going to be memorable from a positive standpoint. You know, when you hit these milestones and big accomplishments, you want to do it while you're winning.
64-48, 2:33 to go. Montgomery County's still playing hard. I mean, this is not really a lack of effort. Here is Miller dribbling around, and we got a timeout taken by Henry Clay. I thought we should have had a 5-second count, but
and that's why I think the timeout.
I think when she got to seven, they went ahead and called timeout. 2:18 left to play in a game. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Home is the very best thing about the holidays at Furniture World Superstore. Spread some joy here, spruce things up there. Save a whole lot of money on beautiful furniture that adds sparkle in every room and comfortable mattresses. Plus no interest for up to 2 years. See store for details. Happy holidays from Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
You know it could have been some honey.
Oh, yeah.
Offering great vehicles at great prices. I'm John Greer at Dutch's Chevy Ford on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
Oh, yeah. So if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at dutchesauto.com.
Only 2:18 to play here. Henry Clay increased that lead. They got out by the largest advantage was 23 points. It's 16 right now. Henry Clay has the ball. Sutton dribbling with it, driving and lost it out of bounds. I think I say only touched
wow.
that ball there.
Wow, I get it.
That was great defense.
Yeah. I mean, it was right here, and this is a...
You can't play it a whole lot better than you did right there.
It's a state tournament official.
Yeah.
Made that call.
Entry pass and laying it up and in is Miller, who has 8 points. 66-48. Here is Mays. Sends it over to Oney on the left wing. Oney drives in. Going to go and gives it off to Jarvis, who puts in a jump shot from about 15 feet.
That was a great pass by Oney right there.
66-50, then 40 to go. Driving in and going up and missing the shot was Stone. Rebounded by Mays. Montgomery County coming down with 1:29 left. Jarvis beyond the top of the key. Gives off to Barry, who drives down the lane, goes under and flips it up and off. Got too far under, missed the shot, and the rebound is taken by Nelson. That made it a 14-point game,
I
mean.
Yeah, I mean.
Not that there's going to be a comeback, but Lady Indians, again, they've continued to play. Going for the basket and missing the driving layup with Sutton, but on the rebound we get a foul. I think it'll be on Barrier, and that'll be her first. And it'll be Nelson to the line for two shots. 61 seconds left. Nelson has his 4 points. She puts in number five. She hit one of those early threes and hadn't had a field goal since. But now Montgomery County will get a bunch of players into the game. Alexis White, a sophomore, is coming in. Parker en route is into the game. And we've got
Morley Orison.
Orison and Dunn. Ina Dunn into the game. Free throw is up and good. 68-50. And here is White with the ball out front. Mays. Trying to maintain possession, gives to Orison. Orison dribbles in, goes for the bucket. The ball is saved in bounds somehow. I don't know how that happened. And going down and laying it up and in, the driving layup by Nelson to make it 70-50. And we got a timeout taken, but yeah, that was against the Montgomery County junior varsity. Almost a freshman team.
Mm-hmm.
And Henry Clay gets players in now, but I thought Coach Garrett probably should have gotten some of her young ladies in a little bit earlier, but that's her choice, isn't it? Not mine. Nobody looks to me to say when they want to put players in. Here's
put
Mays coming down.
In
they still have Miller still in the game. Here is Mays driving for the basket. Goes under and missed the driving layup under pressure. And it's a rebound. Nice move made by Mays. 14 seconds to go. Miller gets it back, and Miller fires a three. No good. And the rebound, she walks and got fouled, and nothing.
Let him play.
Yeah, just let him play. And the game mercifully comes to an end. 70-50, the win for Henry Clay tonight over Montgomery County. And we'll be back to recap it for you in a couple of minutes.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President of People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Gene Porter
and Julia Porter
of the Porter Group Insurance Agency, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas
and a joyous New Year.
Please remember the reason for the season and enjoy your time with your family and friends.
We are the Porter Group Insurance Agency. You can reach us at 606-780-1387 for an appointment. Spanish-speaking services also available. Find us online at portergroupinsurance.com.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Dan Manley and Ivan Rawls back here at the Alpro Gymnasium at Henry Clay. It was all Henry Clay tonight, Ivan. I'm not surprised that Henry Clay won the game, really, but the way they did it.
Yeah, in the fashion that they did it. And they, you know, the result is not what Montgomery County wanted, but this is something they need. I'd rather Montgomery County see this right now than later, you know, because now they can see, you know, where they need to go, how they need to get there. And, again, you know, we're hoping that, you know, sometime soon Allie Dillon will be available to this team, because I think it does, you know, considerably change the dynamics of this team. You know, to what degree, what percentage will we see a difference? Who knows? Because even when she comes back, you know, when will she get up to speed? You know, because somebody's been dealing with a lower extremity injury and trying to get that taken care of. And, you know, talking to her tonight, you know, she wants to come back as soon as possible. But obviously, you know, she's not getting the medical clearance right now due to some complications there. But she wants to come back. It's a senior year. You know, she's going to come back with kind of a sense of purpose and with that experience and kind of leadership she can have as an older player. It will make a significant difference. But tonight, it was a tough night. You're going against a team that was playing with a lot of confidence, you know, coming off the heels of a big win last night against Madison Central that they dismantled, too. Again, we knew they were going to shoot up a volume of threes. And when you got a team that's going to shoot that, then it's really important to be able to box out and get the rebounds. Well, you're too big. Big players got in early foul trouble in Harris and Jarvis. So now you're really relying on younger players, slight of build, going against a team that, although didn't have a lot of size except, but they have that quickness. And they had strong body build, even though it wasn't from a height standpoint. But a lot to be learned from this, the game from this. And it'd be interesting to hear Coach DeHaas' take on this. And he's, you know, thinking through his mind, where do I need to go? What do we need to work on in practice? And how can I get some of these players to a point where they can contribute where we don't experience an outcome like this?
All right. Individual scoring real quick. Henry Clay led tonight by Emily Johnson with 17 points. She had three threes on the night. Lydia Van Meter with 15. 9 points for Allison Stone coming off the bench. 8 for Elizabeth Nelson, 8 for Kamari Miller, and 7 for Arianna Sutton, and 6 points for Tamia Wade. Those were the points for Henry Clay. Montgomery County led by Hayden Barrier, 26 points. She picked up her 2,000th career point tonight, but I'm sure she'd rather have had it in a different fashion with a final score, but played well, had to do what she could offensively, trying to keep Montgomery County in the game. She had 26, and Savannah Jarvis had 9 points. She was next, and all those came in the second half. 4 apiece for Fouch and Oney and Warner, as Harris and Mays played a lot, did not score. Other players got in the game there in the last few seconds and did not get into the scoring column. Inability. Again, early fouls on Harris and Jarvis made a big difference in the game, Ivan. I'm not sure that we wouldn't have had a really close game maybe if they, you know, when they both went out of the game, it just kind of opened up the floodgates, and all of a sudden you had Henry Clay getting a 9-point lead. Then Montgomery County got within, what was it, five points at 33-28 early in the second half. And then that's when Harris, I think, got another foul, and then Jarvis went out right after that with another foul, and after that, the Lady Indians were pretty much done.
Well, because it was going to take too much energy to get back in that ball game, too. I mean, even if they could have pulled even, you know, how much would they had to expend to get there physically, and. You know, would that have shaken this Henry Clay team, or would just got them to a point where then they ratcheted up even more? This Montgomery County team was able to disrupt this Henry Clay team at times to cause the turnovers that would have given them a chance. But you talk about those missed opportunities in the first half of this game that could have kept it, you know, a 5-7 point ball game, and maybe outcomes could have been a little differently, but. Once they got up over about 12 points there, you knew it was going to be a struggle for Montgomery County because they just didn't have enough places to be able to say, hey, we can get points here outside of just Barrier, you know. And that's difficult. And a lot of that's just being strong with the ball. You know, I talked about Bailey Warner, and we know where her ceiling is. But yet you're still asking a freshman to be able to come in and then provide you that. And she's still maturing in her game. And like I said, I think that next phase with her is just becoming a better, stronger ball handler, because you can see at times, especially in the JV game, she can operate out in space. But against bigger, stronger players, that's going to be a little tougher. When that help defender comes over, you know, am I quick enough to hit it when I get the advantage? And can I take on that additional pressure? And right now, I think that's where she struggles a little bit, because she has to be more deliberate with her dribble than to just, you know, take that quick low bounce to the basket.
And what you kind of hope, too, if you're Montgomery County, is that when Dylan comes back, that at any given point in time on the floor, you've got only one of your really young players. You've got only Warner on there. You've got only Fouch, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, when you put two of those players in there together right now, again, struggling with the point guard position, kind of a, you know, you got a struggle, no doubt about it. Coach Dustin Nye is going to step in now and join us. And again, two games in a row where the Lady Indians have, against Notre Dame on Saturday, they got outscored by 27 at the three-point line, got beat by 21. Tonight, they get outscored at the three-point line by 21 and lose by 20. Those 3-point field goals can drive you crazy. And Henry Clay tonight made 11 of 18. You can say, well, we need to guard the 3-point line better, but I don't know. People talk about that. It's hard to keep teams from getting pretty good looks from 3-point line right now for the Lady Indians. But, Coach High, your thoughts as you sat there and watched your team struggle tonight?
Yeah, I mean, talked to Ivan about it in the pregame, and they did a good job. I give Henry Clay credit. They came out, and they were consistent. I thought that they were patient offensively and put us in positions to break down, and they were patient enough to take advantage of that. And we showed some spurts. Couple of possessions late, I take total credit for our defense right now. It's a mess, and I've gotten away from my core as far as being a solid man-to-man team, and we've spent time on zones and this and that and the other thing, and we have gotten back to playing man and working on man in practice. It's just not where it needs to be right now.
Yeah, this is a tough team to man. I mean, they handle the ball well, strong at the point guard. What about your team in the point guard position going forward? Who do you see handling the point on this team 5 or 6 games from now, and what do you think that's going to look like?
Hayden's going to handle it, and that's we haven't. It's been what, 3 years since she's ran the point. She's getting reacclimated. We're as a group getting reacclimated, and I've got to get reacclimated to what that looks like and how we can make it the most effective that we can make it. And again, it's trial and error, and right now it's more error than it is anything, and that's on me.
Shea Harris tonight, one shot, no points, one rebound. Do you have any answers?
Shea has been a little under the weather. I wasn't sure how much she was going to be able to go, and I don't know. We've got to be better. And that's one of the late timeouts. It was just on the defensive end. We'll get really good ball pressure, and we're not where we need to be behind it. And then we're where we need to be behind it, and we don't get the ball pressure. And it's just a matter of getting everybody on the same page and getting – like one cohesive group, and it's got to be a single unit. And we got to see that Saturday. There's not a defensive team that's more connected than Notre Dame, and that gave us problems. And that's where we got to get to. And we're gonna see a team that has a chance to cut the Nets down in March Saturday.
Yeah, Connor coming in, and
Cooper.
Cooper and Dylan. When Allie is back, Reaganoni doesn't have to handle the ball as much. She is more of her own player, ability to go to the offensive glass. You don't have a Fouch and a Warner in the game at the same time, two young players. And if you've only got one of those in there, I mean, these are two really good players. But when they're playing together right now at this level of play, it's a little bit of a struggle for you. The question is, do you feel like you got the pieces that you can put this puzzle together by the time you get 12-15 games into the season?
Yeah, and I mean, we talked about it. We talked about it early on, and even after the Fleming County game. I truly believe that the bumps and the bangs and the issues that we've got right now are going to turn out to be a positive. We've got to weather the storm to get there. And we get Allie back, and solidify that rotation a little more. And all those girls that are out there, in the heat of it, we've had Nina Dunn, we've had Laura Lee Orson, we've had Reagan Mays, got Sophie, you got Bailey. I mean, most of those are middle schoolers and ninth graders, but they're going to know what that position feels like if we've got to go 8, 9, 10 deep down the stretch. But right now, none of that group I just mentioned, with the exception of Bailey, has real varsity experience. And it's going to take some time to settle in. And I thought Reagan Mays handled it pretty well tonight. And it's kind of day-to-day, and watch the JV game and see who's kind of having a good day and who's maybe struggling. And that was kind of where the rotation went today, was off the JV game tonight.
Yeah, and Reagan, hey, she got position, missed a couple of shots in close to the basket in that first half. Again, so many things that could have made this really a fairly close game going deep into the third quarter that, you know, might have made a difference. Henry Clay began to really feel it, and they're playing loose and easy and
yep.
making shots, and it's easier to play like that. The 20-point differential looks like it's a huge barrier to overcome, but probably not quite as much as most people will think when they look at this score.
They did it.
We'll
take them and give credit where credit's due. They did what they needed to do, and they were consistent with it, and they got the result that they were after.
Yeah. What about guarding the three?
Got to figure it out. With everything else, I felt like Saturday we kind of let Notre Dame get going because we let them settle in, and because we started out in zone in that game. And tonight, maybe just the opposite. Maybe we extended a little bit too much, and their guards were able to get into gaps, and they got us that way.
Keep up the work in progress. Again, 4 o'clock on Saturday, Cooper. Coming into the MCHS arena, as you say, this is a team that's really, really talented. They're looking to be right there in the mix come the end of the season. So, hey, folks, get out and see the squad play on Saturday and see if the Lady Indians can make some progress. It's only one day of practice, and then you're right back at it, Dustin. But thanks for coming and joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, Dustin High, the head coach of the Lady Indians, who, one and two on the season now, uncharted territory for this program in looking back for a few seasons. But that's where we are right now, and Lady Indians have got to see if they can put the pieces back together. Montgomery County shot just 37%, Henry Clay 51%. Henry Clay on the glass, out of rebound of Montgomery County, 32-26. Points off turnovers, Henry Clay 25, Montgomery County 13. The biggest deal, 3-point points tonight, 33 for the Lady Devils, 12 for the Lady Indians. Ivan, it's I won't say back to the drawing board. It's just keep working hard, and sometimes it's hard to improve when you don't have all the pieces there and really waiting. This team, it's like they're a team in waiting, isn't it?
Yeah, it truly is. And what you're going to start finding out from this team here early on, we don't think we would be saying at this point in this season, or maybe even at all, but we're going to find out about leadership on this team. Where is the leadership coming from, and how galvanized is this team right now? Because that's when you truly learn about your team and your teammates, when you're going through struggles like this, because when you're winning, you don't see that. It's when you're going through adverse situations or critical situations, who doesn't panic, who is kind of that source of reason and guidance in this situation. The coaches can only be so much a part of that. A lot of that has to be the ones that are suited up and tying up the strings, shoestrings every night to make this happen. So, you know, you got this team that has, you know, four seniors on it that has been through a lot of wars together and had a lot of great experiences together. Can they collectively, or maybe one or two, say, hey, you know, this is not acceptable. This is not what we've built the last few years, you know, to get into regional championship games and such to make this happen.
Hey, Ivan Rawls, thanks a bunch.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeff West back on studio control. Tomorrow night we'll be at Great Crossing. Okay. See if the Indians can rally from suffering a couple of defeats this week as they'll take on Lexington Lafayette. And we'll be right there for the broadcast. 7:30 is the scheduled tip. Till we join you then, for our entire crew, thanks for joining us again tonight. It was Henry Clay with a win over Montgomery County in girls basketball 70-50. Good night, everybody.
You've been listening to Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game was sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Tune in all season long for Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.